Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We, the School of Faith, are hosting a living nativity this December 12th through the 15th with Mary and Joseph and a baby Jesus and live animals and hot chocolate. This is going to be a great Advent event. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids. You can find all the details at schooloffaith.com. Now also, I was always struck when Saint Bernadette said the only thing she feared was bad Catholics. So we're trying to make good Catholics through friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And you can help us. Just simply click donate below. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, almost everyone has seen an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, but very few people know the miraculous nature of this image. But you have to grasp the story. So today we're going to meditate just for a moment on the story and then in depth on the miracles of the Tilma. Now, as we reflected on yesterday, before Mary appeared in Mexico City in 1532, the Aztec people worshipped demonic spirits represented by the serpent god under the sign of the crescent moon, and the god of war under the sign of the sun, both of whom the Aztec people believed demanded human sacrifice. So the Aztec priests offered 50,000 men, women, and children in human sacrifice to these so-called gods every year. And they sacrificed one out of five, every five children. Horribly similar to the fact that today many modern nations abort one out of every five children. Furthermore, the Aztecs participated in these sacrifices by ritual cannibalism. And this culture wanted nothing to do with Jesus Christ or the Catholic Church. Theirs was a people and a culture that seemed impossible to convert. Yet, when things looked hopeless, Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to Juan Diego, and she left a supernatural, virtually indestructible sign, and within just a few short years, the entire Aztec nation, 10 million people, asked for baptism, almost forced the Franciscans to baptize them, and entered the Catholic Church. And these were genuine conversions, a total change of life. A Franciscan brother from that time, who witnessed these events and recorded them in his own diary, said that before Our Lady appeared, not only did the Aztec people kill their children, they practiced polygamy, and they refused to accept monogamous marriages. Yet, after Mary intervened, 5,000 to 10,000 came every day asking for baptism. The human and child sacrifice stopped completely. Polygamy ended, and 500 couples a day came to be married. And whole tribes would walk 80 to 100 miles just to go to regular confession. This is from his own diary. Sounds almost too much to be true, but it was true. But how was it possible? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Aztec people converted because they could understand the symbols in the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And what were those symbols? Well, the woman stands in front of the sun, covering it, showing that she is greater than their sun god of war. And she stands on the crescent moon, the symbol of their serpent god, appearing to crush it under her feet. She is wearing a bluish-green mantle, the color reserved for royalty, so she is a queen. And she is surrounded by clouds, so she came from another world to give her message. And she is a virgin, signified by her parted hair that hangs loose. Yet, around her waist is a black sash, that signifies a maternity belt. So she is pregnant. This woman is a queen, but also a virgin, yet she's pregnant. But pregnant with whom? On her garment over her womb is the four-petaled jasmine flower, which signified that she was pregnant with the one true God. That's what the jasmine flower signified for the Aztecs. This woman is the virgin mother of the one true God, but she herself was not a god because her hands were folded in prayer to the one indicated by the black cross on her brooch, Jesus Christ. And he came to offer his life to put an end to all human sacrifice and to set us free from slavery to sin, the devil, and death. They read the message, they believed, and they converted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A tilma was a cloak made from cactus fibers. It lasts for no more than 20 years. Yet, the tilma of Juan Diego is almost 500 years old. Now, immediately after Our Lady imprinted her image on the tilma of Juan Diego, it laid on the floor in front of the altar of the church for 116 years, exposed to constant human contact, candle smoke, heat, humidity, people touching it, but it never decomposed. In 1791, nitric acid was spilled on the tilma by a negligent worker trying to clean the wooden frame. It began to eat through the tilma, but the tilma, in a sense, healed itself. Then in 1921, the Marxist, radically anti-Catholic Mexican government, which had outlawed Catholicism, planted a bomb with 29 sticks of dynamite in a flower arrangement and put it next to the tilma and detonated it. The shock shattered the marble altar, the altar rail, the marble flooring, smashing windows, and doubling over a brass crucifix, yet the tilma was unharmed. In 1979, a group of scientists from the University of Florida and NASA studied the image. In their conclusions, they reported, the colors are not paint or dye. There are no sketch marks or brush strokes. The image does not even rest on the fibers, but floats above the tilma at a distance of 0.3 millimeter without touching it. And in 1981, astronomers demonstrated that the arrangement of the stars on the tilma, on the cloak of Our Lady, matched those found over Mexico City on December 12th. But not looking from earth to heaven, but as if God is looking down from heaven to earth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every part of the tilma has been digitally enlarged with extremely high resolution. And in this process, they found something astonishing. 13 people appear in both eyes of the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they match the written account of the 13 people who were in the room at the moment her image appeared on the tilma. Dr. Tonsman, in his book, The Secret of Her Eyes, documents the numerous studies that indicate when the eyes of Our Lady are exposed to light, the retina retracts, and when the light is withdrawn, it returns to a dilated state, just as with a living eye. The eyes of Our Lady on the tilma have been ophthalmologically determined to be alive. Now, I am praying in front of the official digital image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Ivan Ester, one of the best technical photographers in Mexico, was commissioned to make this image. And when he did it, he was an agnostic, an unbeliever. And while standing on a ladder to get a better shot, he zoomed in on the eyes of Our Lady, and he suddenly became so startled that he fell off the ladder as he cried out, "She's alive! She's alive!" And he immediately confessed that the eyes of Our Lady reacted just as those of a living person. And he subsequently converted. In some manner, in some way, the tilma bearing the image of Mary bears her presence, because she is not distant. Our mother is with us. Did not she say to Juan Diego, "Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you need? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady comes to lead all people to Jesus, but she needs her Juan Diegos. She needs you to take some action. Now you know the story, so now you must share it with others. This week is the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's a great opportunity to ask family and friends, hey, do you know what the image of Guadalupe is? Do you know the story? And then tell them the story, or share this podcast with them, or send them something on YouTube, or buy them the book Guadalupe Mysteries, published by Ignatius Press, and then follow up, ask them what they thought about it, and tell them Our Lady has come many times asking us to pray the rosary every day. And then do something to help them answer the call of Our Lady. Do something to help them take on the habit of praying the rosary. Send them this daily rosary podcast. Invite them to pray with you. Our Lady promised to bring about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. Our part is to spread the rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did this meditation make you reflect on?
Well, I love the apparition of Mary in Mexico City here, the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe, because so many of the apparitions, Our Lady appears to children.
That's a really good point, yeah.
And here she appears to, I think he was 57.
Does that leave you kind of hopeful?
It makes me hopeful. And what I really love is that after this event, because Our Lady asked that a church be built, a chapel be built on the spot, and so they quickly constructed a little chapel, and they put the image there. And Juan Diego, from that moment on, lived in the chapel.
That's incredible.
The rest of his life. And what he did every day was that as these thousands and thousands and thousands of Aztecs came, he just told the story over and over and over.
Wow, he wasn't avoiding her anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, what? I can just picture Juan, I mean, just thronged with people, and he never tired of telling what happened.
Yeah. It reminds me of Maylene and her father in...
Oh, Emmanuel.
That, I mean, it's... obviously such a gift they've been given, and it's the least they can do, but it's part of their mission now to spread that story and continue the witness.
But, okay, so Juan Diego has a miraculous event. Our Lady appears to him. Little Maylene is really raised from the dead by the intercession of Blessed Pauline Jericho, and now her father tells the story over and over and over. But haven't we each experienced the love of God, the protection of God, the help of God? Can we really say as Christians that I've never experienced God in any way? That's not true. We need to be like them, but it's hard. You may think, well, I don't have any great story. Okay, maybe you think you don't have a great story. I bet if I had a chance to sit down with you, we'd draw out a great story.
I think one of my favorite experiences in college was there was a retreat we put on that a lot of colleges do, especially if they have a Catholic campus center, which is the Koinonia retreat. And part of that is the students giving talks, giving witnesses. And a lot of people start out going, I have nothing to say. And almost every person ends up with a talk that makes everyone bawl their eyes out.
Because of the way God acted in their life? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Because it makes you think about it. Oh, what is a really powerful story? Because most of the time, the story is right there. We're just not acknowledging the power in it.
Do you think that's because we just never seriously reflect on it?
Yeah, absolutely. Or we just sort of move on.
I want to encourage everyone during this Advent to, I'm serious about this, take a half an hour and write the story, your faith story. Sit down and write out, or even just bullet point out, here's how I've come to the point where I have faith. I think, I'm certain, you're going to be amazed at how many points God intervened.
Maybe we all just need to get better at telling the story.
Absolutely, we do.
And that does not, to be so clear, that does not mean embellishing. I just mean there's an art to really telling an impactful story and telling it well and knowing the right components, things like that. I've realized I'm not so good at telling my story.
It's very important. To me, this is what struck me. Juan just told the story.
Yeah.
We have to reflect on how all that God has done for us over our life. Write it down. And then share it with somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, what have you been doing? What's been going on in your life? What have you been thinking about? I took some time the other day and I just reflected on my faith. And I was amazed. Yeah, what'd you find? I found this.
Yeah, I like asking yourself just the question, why am I Catholic? How did I get here?
How did I get here? And it's an awesome story to ask other people. You know what else is an awesome question? If you ask people, hey, did you, where are you from? Did you grow up with any faith life? There's no judgment in that. It's just a question. My family practiced Catholic. I was baptized. We didn't practice. I was raised Protestant. I was raised with no faith. Doesn't matter. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing the conversation that will erupt. Where are you today with your faith? Do you go to church today? Do you pray? Just ask questions. Non-judgmental. There's still hope for me. Juan Diego was 57. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.